Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Anxiety Chicks podcast. I'm Allison Sepinera, and it's just me today. Taylor is away on vacation, as she should be, getting some good R&R. But don't worry, I have an incredible guest today. I think all of the women listening are going to love today's episode. I've talked about it on my stories for the last couple days. And so I'm so excited to welcome Stacey Littlefield from Red Remedies. How are you?
I am great. Thanks for having me today.
Yes, we're so excited, especially because you are not only a master herbalist, but you are an advocate of women's health and just all things women and hormones and helping regulate anxiety in a holistic way, which that is like my bread and butter too. I love that. So I'm so excited to have you on. And before we get started, I want to read a little intro, as I do with all my guests, about you and your background. So Stacey Littlefield is the highly acclaimed master herbalist at Red Remedies. For the past 18 years, as the lead formulator, Stacey has crafted over 40 natural products, 24 of which have received national recognition for their formulation, purity, and effectiveness. Amazing. Stacey has a degree in biology and a master's degree in herbal medicine. She is the formulator behind the new Peaceful Mama, specifically designed to be safe and effective for pregnant and nursing moms, and Rhythm and Flow, created to provide hormonal balance, healthy menstrual cycles, and minimize the effects of PMS naturally, which I can't wait to be starting because I actually am just getting my period this week. And I'm so excited to have you on because I just got the product, but welcome again. So I'd love for you to tell us a little bit more. I mean, your background is so extensive. It's so amazing. And I'd love to hear a little bit more about how you got to where you are and like in a holistic way and how that kind of connects with helping anxiety and hormonal levels.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think for, you know, so many of us in this space in the natural products industry, there's a personal story involved in how we ended up where we are. And, you know, mine's no different. So, you know, I was always interested in plants and stuff. When I was younger, I would drive my mom nuts and rip plants out of the ground, even if they were like in the garden or something, because I was so interested in seeing like what was in the ground. You know, you could see what was on top, but I wanted to see what was underneath. I wanted to look at the roots. So I was always interested in, you know, the natural world and plants. But in addition to that, you know, my mother is Japanese. So using food as a way to help us get through things like colds and flus, that was not foreign to me. She would make a cough syrup, you know, with ingredients from our fridge and pantry, you know, some grated ginger root, some honey, some lemon juice, and that was our medicine. So it was something that was very normal to me. And I knew that plants had the ability to support people in different ways with different health issues. Plants were the first medicines that we had. Animals will seek out certain types of plants and things to, you know, help them feel better. Like if we just think of dogs, you know, dogs eat certain kinds of grass for a reason. They seek it out and, you know, they use it in those ways. And so, you know, when we look at human beings, there are, you know, plants and plant constituents and herbal, you know, medicines and botanicals that can have positive impact on our health and our well-being and help us, you know, move through certain times in our lives or certain situations. And I just, I think it's important that, you know, women in particular know what our options are. You know, our only option isn't always to you know, use prescriptions and to use drugs. Sometimes for a lot of women, and like if we look at like oral contraceptives to help control PMS and menstrual issues, there are a lot of women who just, that's not an option for them. They have side effects, they've got issues. And so what do we offer those women? And I think that's where Red Remedies comes in, and, you know, other, you know, companies, you know, in the natural space can step in and offer women solutions.
Yeah, that's so incredible. I know that my sister actually just took an herbalism course, and she's totally, you're talking to me and I'm like, this is my sister. She is so invested in learning about plants and learning about the healing power of plants. You know, I come from more of a holistic family. And so she's described so many of the same things you just said to me. And it's so incredible how we're not taught this at all, right? Like,
yeah,
I don't know anything about plants or how they heal. You have to seek that out and educate yourself about that on your own, you know?
Yeah. And it's, you know, and there are a lot of like different cultures around the world that in modernity, like this is their primary source of medicine. And so when you look at different, you know, populations and cultures around the world, they're still using plant-based medicines. It's still an option. These things are taught, the knowledge is given generation to generation. It's just, you know, in developed countries where we are so drug focused, a lot of that stuff gets lost. And a lot of that history goes back hundreds of years, where if you look at certain, you know, historical events, you know, at you know, in the Middle Ages with midwives, you know, they held the knowledge of, you know, plant-based medicines, particularly for women, but just for families and in general. And during the height of like, you know, the witchcraft trials in Europe and in the United States, those women were targeted. That knowledge was lost. So it's, we're trying to regain a lot of that knowledge.
Wow, that's so amazing. And that's what you kind of have to do, like you were talking about in our, in you know, the US, we don't have access to that information. So we sort of need to seek it out ourselves. So, which is, I want to give credit to everyone listening, because you're probably someone that does that. So kudos to you. So I'd love to actually talk a little bit more about the Rhythm and Flow product that you have, because that's the one that I actually got. And I haven't, I told you before we started, I haven't started taking it yet, because I knew I was going to be talking to you. And I wanted to kind of learn a little bit more about it first. And it just, especially with someone like me. So I've always had mostly consistent cycles, but like definitely different types of cramping, different types of very irritability. Like I'm just, they're not predictable as far as like my hormones and the way that I react to things. I'm very, very emotional. I know that like a couple days before, like I could probably cry at, you know, a cat commercial, you know, like, and so, right, exactly. You know, forget the Sarah McLachlan, you know, ASPCA of commercials. I'm like, please get me away. But I'd love to know a little bit more about that product and, you know, what kind of person, what kind of woman, you know, that would help in their cycles.
Yeah, absolutely. So Rhythm and Flow is designed for menstruating women and girls. So this covers a wide age range. This can be used by teenage girls. It can be used by women in their 20s and 30s. It can be used by women in my age group. You know, I'm in my late 40s, but I'm in that perimenopausal phase. I still have a cycle, but we're a roller coaster in, you know, like very unpredictable. So, you know, Rhythm and Flow is designed to not just look at our female hormones per se. It's not just estrogen and progesterone that we're focused on. And the reason why we kind of take a couple steps back and look at the entire endocrine web is that I think it's better to think of our hormones like a symphony. So they interact with each other. They rely on each other. And so if you think about a symphony orchestra, if you've got one section of your symphony, let's say, you know, the violins are off, the rest of the the orchestra is going to be off. If the basses are not setting the beat at the right pace, the rest of the symphony is going to be off because they all depend on one another. So we can't just focus on estrogen. We need to focus on, you know, the wellness of our endocrine system. We need to look at the impact of how those hormones interact with our neurotransmitters and how that impacts our emotional wellness. I mean, there's a reason why there's over 100 documented symptoms of PMS. And it's because of those interactions. They affect our entire bodies. It's not just an emotional thing. It's a physical thing too. You know, a lot of women experience digestive issues around PMS. And when I talk about that, so many women are like, I thought that was just me. I didn't realize that, you know, women can experience diarrhea or constipation, and it's a thing. And it's part of it's, we've been taught not to talk about those things. And right. So we don't know what everyone else is experiencing, but there are a lot of different ways that our hormones can disrupt, like I said, our entire bodies and every body system.
Yeah. Well, and you know, there's like a diagnosable in our DSM, we have PMDD, which yeah. is, you know, premenstrual dysphoric disorder. And we've talked about this on different episodes of the podcast, just about how there is a clinical term for for different. Now, this is the more intense level of PMS, right? Quote yes. unquote PMS is PMDD, and you know, you can look that up, all the criteria, but essentially, it's basically like for the week. I think it's like the week ahead of when your schedule is get your period and the week of your period, which is basically 2 weeks out of the month.
Right.
You are severely depressed and anxious. You have, you know, the same criteria as you would if you were diagnosed with, you know, a major depressive disorder or something like that. But it is really, you know, most for the week of your period. Like, you can definitely, you know, when you're evaluated, you know, you can connect it to your period. So like looking at that and how much a woman's body can change and her mind can change around that is real, you know?
Yeah, it's real. And that's another thing, you know, and I love my dad. He's, you know, passed, but he is old school. He was an old Marine. I had terrible PMS when I was in my early teens. I would miss school. I would be bedridden in
right.
excruciating
yes.
pain, vomiting.
Yep.
And he would tell me that it was in my head. It's not in my head. Like, right. This is real. And yeah. I think that there are a lot of people who still think that. And it's part of it. Yeah, it is affecting my brain. So part of it is in my brain, but I also have these physical symptoms that are real. Like it's so.
Yeah. I mean, so that's another piece of it, right? It's
yeah.
the education again, and hopefully that we're, you know, raising more awareness that this is not just, you know, that's very dismissive for someone to say that, right? Like, oh, you're fine, you know, come on.
Yeah.
It's also, you know, our dads, they don't right. have periods. They don't have periods. It's like, hello. Right.
It's yeah.
You
it's like, all right.
yeah. So I'd love to know. So the rhythm and flow. Okay. How would that, I guess, how does that sort of balance? Would it balance out, I guess, my emotional state, but would it also help with, does it help with like cramps or anything like that, or like different physical symptoms too?
Yeah, it's targeted to kind of go after the most common PMS issues, because there are okay. a lot of like oddball things that can happen to women, but the majority of women that have PMS experience about 30, you know, main symptoms in a few different categories. And so our product is designed to help balance the menstrual cycle and the hormones throughout the month. That's why it's a product you take every day. This isn't something that you just take when you have cramps. You take it every day so that you can balance out each phase of the menstrual cycle, because the menstrual cycle isn't just the week you have your period. Right. It's the other phases too. And they all, you know, work together to, you know, support, you know, that healthy reproductive system. And so our formula is layered. You know, we've got some base nutritional support with like B6 and magnesium to help with neurotransmitter production and function, just basic nutrients that a lot of women who experience PMS tend to have lower levels of. Women that have PMS tend to have lower levels of magnesium, tend to have lower levels of B6. So we want to make sure we're addressing any nutritional issues. And then we go in with the botanical support. So the main botanical in there is chaste tree berry. And the way that chaste tree berry works is really profound and very unique because it's not just, you know, like I said, targeting progesterone, targeting estrogen. It works on the pituitary system in the hypothalamic pituitary axis. So that is going to balance all of your hormones, not just estrogen, progesterone. It's also going to influence prolactin levels. It's also going to influence, you know, other, you know, follicular stimulating hormones. So it has wide impacts on hormone levels. And then we add some key botanicals to target those systems where women experience most of their PMS symptoms. We provide ginger root to give some, you know, support for healthy inflammatory pathways, some support to ease digestive upset. And I love the way that ginger root works for the digestive system because it kind of does opposite actions at the same time. It's antispasmodic, and it increases gastric motility. So whether you're experiencing diarrhea, like, you know, the period poops or constipation, it's going to be beneficial. And then we have Dong Quai to help with, you know, menstrual cramps and further hormone balance, and cleavers and dandelion to help the liver and the lymphatic system clear out toxins, help your skin, because a lot of women will get these cyclic skin issues that coincide with their periods. So it's holistically driven.
That's so amazing. I mean, you had me at magnesium and ginger root because those are two things that I've researched more around anxiety as well, because those magnesium has been, you know, the studies that have come out about how wonderful magnesium is to balance anxiety and stress. And I struggle with IBS and I have acid reflux too. So ginger root has been something that I've tried to put into my diet pretty much consistently because of those things. And it definitely becomes worse during my period, both of those.
Absolutely. I mean, it's, you know, when we're on our periods and we're shedding that lining of our uterus, we're releasing a bunch of prostaglandins and inflammatory factors. So in your case, you have IBS, it's going to exacerbate that condition. So
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited to start taking this. Like for real, because you know, it's something that you also said that I think people listening might think, okay, you know what? I knew this, but I never really processed it, is that our period is all month. I mean, it's not all month, but like our cycle is all month. It's not just when we're bleeding, you know, when we're getting this, like we really have a cycle that's all month. We have to be aware of that.
Yeah. And you need to support it every day. It's not something that just appears from the ether during 1 week. Our bodies are going through changes every single day, every week of the month.
Right. No, for sure. And then it's so important too, because I think in balancing, like what you had mentioned in getting all of that kind of in check and balancing it, that's what balances really are. I mean, not just hormones, but hormones are so connected to our emotional stability too. So that's kind of, I can understand better why that would connect to lower anxiety levels and lower stress. So you guys can't see me, but I'm like shaking my head up and down like at Stacy, and I'm just like looking and I'm like, okay, this is making so much more sense. It's like, you know, in my logical brain is like, of course, duh, you know, but then my emotional brain, when I'm anxious and I have my period, it's like all of that goes out the window. So if I can find something that balances it, okay, hello.
Yeah. So in, our product is designed, like I said, to be taken every day. And so over time, you know, it's going to help to smooth out the cycle. And those interactions between the hormones and neurotransmitters may not be as pronounced, so that you're not experiencing, you know, as many symptoms or as many symptoms as intensely. Like if we just look at the clinical research on Chase tree berry alone, and we use a particular extract at a particular standardization, and we chose that standardization and that extract because the most positive clinical research on Chase berry has been done using a certain dosage at a certain standardization. So we are reflecting that in our product. When you look at all of those studies taken together on Chase tree berry, 1/3 of women who were in the treatment groups of those studies had a complete cessation of their PMS symptoms. And so, and then in addition to that, another half of those women experienced a reduction in the intensity of those symptoms. And so that's just one ingredient in our formula. You know, that's the center of it. And then we add all those other ingredients to help that Chase berry work even better for women.
So Chase tree berry.
Yeah, Chase
that's
tree berry.
The first time I've actually heard that. So that's amazing.
Yeah, it's a botanical from European herbal medicine.
Okay.
It was originally the first documented use of Chase tree berry was in ancient Rome, ancient Greece, and they used it for gynecological issues. But by the Middle Ages, the monks used it to help maintain their vows of chastity. So that's just,
wow.
So that's how it was being used.
Fun fact.
Yeah. But it's one of the most valuable botanicals that we have as women that can help women with a variety of gynecological issues, not just PMS. There are other female specific health issues that can be benefited or, you know, can help be alleviated with Chase tree berry.
That's so cool. Now, I don't know if that's also an ingredient in your other product that, because I do want to, for all the moms listening and all the soon-to-be moms, talk a little bit about Peaceful Mama.
Yeah.
Because while I'm not anytime soon, but maybe in the future, I'd love for you to talk a little bit more about this product. You know, what I've read about it, it is a very natural, holistic product for moms to be, right, to take also if you're pregnant or nursing, which yeah. I actually found is amazing because I know there's a lot of concern about taking certain medications while you're pregnant, right? A lot of moms don't want to be taking some things for their, you know, for their health or whatever, emotions and stuff if they don't have to be. So I'd love to hear a little bit more about that.
Yeah, Peaceful Mama. So Chase tree berry isn't a component of Peaceful Mama, but our formula it's a stress support formula for women. So okay. When we were constructing this formula, we wanted to make very sure that what we put in this product would be safe for pregnant and nursing moms. Because as you said, there's not a lot out there for pregnant and nursing moms. And That is an incredibly stressful time in a woman's life for a lot of different reasons. But, you know, women have unique stress challenges during that life stage, because not only do you have the stress of life or the stress that everyone else has to deal with, work, money, family, you have the stress of being pregnant.
Yep.
That is a stressful situation. And so we chose ingredients that have been shown through toxicological studies to have no impact on pregnant and nursing women, to be non-toxic and safe and suitable. So the main ingredient in Peaceful Mama is an ingredient called lactium. And that is a bioactive peptide. So it's a 10 amino acid peptide that interacts with the GABA-A receptor. And it helps to bring about a sense of calm and to help reduce stress. It also modulates cortisol levels so that we are awake in the morning and just ready to take on the day. And so just like in rhythm and flow, lactium is the center of that formula, but we add other ingredients to help our bodies use it better. So in this formula, you're going to see a lot of B vitamins, like B6, like B12, because those are so heavily entwined in various neurotransmitter systems, from serotonin to dopamine and GABA. And then we also add ingredients like ginger root, again, in Peaceful Mama, to help, you know, address the digestive issues that can arise from stress. And that's one of the ways that women are different from men. Women hold their stress differently, and we kind of hold it in our cores, and it comes out as digestive issues. You know, if we relay this back to IBS, most people who have IBS are women.
Yeah.
80% of IBS sufferers are women. So we hold our stress different. And so we have those added ingredients like lemon balm to help with that irritability, nervousness, but also for digestive issues. And so it's just, lactium is an incredible ingredient, but this is an incredible formula that can be used by all women. You don't have to be a mom. It just happens to be safe for pregnant and nursing moms.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Okay. That's so great. And I did see also it's vegetarian and gluten-free.
It is. Yeah. All of our supplements are gluten-free. So, and that is verified through testing in every finished product batch. So we verify that gluten is not present in any of our products.
That's so, so incredible. So what would you recommend then, I guess, if you, like for these two products, what would be, I mean, obviously the Peaceful Mama, beneficial, anyone that's like pregnant and wants to try some holistic type of balancing, right, nutritional supplement. But, you know, it sounds like they both have such amazing, you know, nutritional value. What would you say kind of?
Like which one?
You know, like
situation. I think, you know, so in my opinion, I think all women would benefit from Peaceful Mama. I mean, just the clinical research on lactium alone is really powerful. And I think for women in particular, you know, we are the holders of emotional labor, no matter where we're at, in our families, in the workplace, in public, you know, we do the bulk of emotional labor. And so regardless of whether you have children or not, you know, Peaceful Mama is going to be beneficial, because one of the ways that lactium works is it helps you anticipate stress so that your emotional response to that stressful situation is exactly how you want it to be. You want to show up in the right way. And so you have kind of emotional confidence to show up in a rational way in any situation. And so that's, I think that's really important, because we never know where our emotional labor is going to come from. And it's never like, oh, at 5 o'clock, you know, I'm going to have this conversation with my teenager about something they did and didn't tell me about. Right. That's not how life shows up. So lactium and Peaceful Mama will help prepare you for those surprise stressor situations. And I think that's great and beneficial for all women. And so I would recommend that to any woman. And rhythm and flow, again, if you're a menstruating woman and you struggle with PMS issues, and they don't need to be as severe as mine were, or if you're just having some other, you know, issues with hormone balance, you can take that every day. I think for women in my age group, women over 40, both products together would be ideal, because perimenopause, that can last for a decade, you know, and there are a lot of things going on during perimenopause. That's really when we experience the bulk of those menopausal symptoms. That's when the hot flashes start. That's when the night sweats start. That's when your emotional stability gets a little more tenuous. And so combining those two products together would bolster even more the stress anxiety side of hormonal issues for women. So I would recommend using them both.
And that was going to be my next question, if you can use them both at the same time.
Yes, you can.
That's amazing. Okay. And you know, when it comes to anxiety levels too, right? You just hit the nail on the head of connecting what would maybe be most effective for some, you know, a woman that has high anxiety levels in general. Like, obviously, during my period, a little bit before and during, I can feel a little bit more anxious, but like I have generalized anxiety and, you know, my body just feels off balance all the time.
Yeah.
So it sounds like both of them would kind of help balance that out.
They absolutely would. Especially like I love the Lactium and Peaceful Mama. I love the Peaceful Mama product, but the Lactium is something that I've been using for quite some time while we were working on this formula and developing it. You notice it right away. And I take Peaceful Mama in the morning, and it's just things that would normally trigger me to kind of go into my internal brain panic where you start to spiral because you're thinking, what if this happens? What if that happens? What if that just kind of quiets down and I just see things for what they are and, you know, don't worry about stuff that's like trivial, like the guy that cut me off in traffic this morning, whatever, go about your day. I'm going to go about mine, you know, instead of just, you know, obsessing about it and letting it take control of my mind, I can pick and choose what I'm going to focus on stress-wise. And Lactium and Peaceful Mama gives me the ability to do that.
Yeah. Now, would you recommend, because I do take a couple different supplements already, and would you recommend like consulting with just like my doctor before kind of adding anything? I sometimes feel like I'm not sure how it would interact with other things.
Yeah. Well, we recommend that everybody consult with their healthcare practitioner before using any type of supplement, Red Remedies product or otherwise, especially if you're on prescription medication, because, you know, if you think about it, these botanical ingredients are doing something in our bodies. Mm-hmm. Of course, there can be interactions with other substances that are doing things to our bodies, you know, so you just want to make sure that there's not going to be any issue there. But generally, like for rhythm and flow, there's no documented, you know, drug interactions. Same with the ingredients in Peaceful Mama. They're food-based. So we don't expect there to be any issues. Mm-hmm. But we do recommend that people always consult with their healthcare practitioner.
That's so awesome. Well, thank you so much. This was so amazing for even just being able to come on and talk about everything. For anyone who's interested in my journey with it, I am going to be sharing how I feel on my stories on the Anxiety Healer so you guys can follow me. And I would love if you could just mention where everyone can get the product and follow you or anywhere that you want them to go to learn a little bit more about Red Remedies.
Yeah, absolutely. You can go to our website, of course, which is www.redremedies.com, and that's red with two D's. We're on Instagram, we're on Facebook, so we've got presence, you know, across social media. So yeah, come check us out, come to our website and see what we have to offer.
And we will be putting everything in the show notes, so don't even worry about that. We even have a special little discount for you guys, so go to the show notes and just click on there and make sure to just try it out. Let me know how everything works out. We'd love to hear from you guys on the Anxiety Chicks Instagram page. Thank you so much, Stacey, for being here. I really, really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.